Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am very grateful to be with you on this, fifth day of March, 2023. We got workshop coming up here real soon and our retreat for the first of the year. And I'm very, very grateful to have that opportunity with my students. We're going to be working on entering the light, which I hope that will be very, very meaningful to them. But we're going to be doing some unique meditations. I wouldn't call these meditations. I would call them probably exercises to get ready for a big meditation that I hope to be able to present to them in November. I just bring that up because I'm very, very grateful to have that opportunity. Well, old age, Marianne from Los Angeles. I've never met her. She listens to the podcast, and I'm grateful she does. And she said, how do I deal with my old age? How do you deal with your old age? I feel very self-conscious and disappointed. Marianne from Los Angeles. This is a difficult one for a lot of people. I've never had a problem growing old. I don't know what what the magic formula for that is for me. I have no idea. I think I expect my body to grow old and change and not look like it did when I was a young man. So I look at the process of the body changing, but I am more interested in other aspects of old age rather than my appearance. So I don't really care about that too much. Here's what it's on my pee picker, my mind about it all. What have I done? What did I do to my life? What have I done with my life? Those two things. What did I do to my life that caused maybe circumstances and conditions and regrets, some difficulties along the way where I didn't recognize the true meaning of whatever it was that was happening to me that I created. And we create all of our happenings. We all do, whether we know it or not. We are doing this, but we don't often really recognize what it is that we are doing. We don't see the consequences. And I think as we grow older, Marianne, we start to realize the consequences of how we have lived. I think people who have lived a wild life, shall we say, where they drank too much, did drugs, did all the thing, ate too much, did whatever they were supposed to do to make themselves feel better about themselves, all of a sudden comes home to roost. And when it does, it can be very, very humiliating. And that's what we see when we look in the mirror, our health, our psychology. We start to look at it. Do you notice that there is a change in your psychology? And this is due to the oxytocins and all the chemicals and hormones in my body, the serotonins. How I have lived health-wise has a lot to do with my psychology, because it formulates patterns inside my body that sustain the chemicals that used to make me happy that don't make me happy anymore because, I've depleted them, the testosterone, the whole thing. How did I live my life? How did I live it? Did I live it to awaken? Did I live it to just get what I want and try to impress people or somehow find a way to be the perfect person or whatever people think? Marianne, I don't know what you were thinking. I can't know. It's the female mind is a little different than the male mind. The male mind, he's thinking of what he's conquered, what he's accumulated. He's got to have something. He's got to show something for his existence here on Earth. So he gets involved in that. Whereas maybe a female thinks in terms of the accomplishment of finding a mate, having a nice place to live, having financial security, having children, having grandchildren, all of that kind of stuff. So all of this goes on, and people get disappointed that it didn't turn out the way they had hoped it would. And so old age for a lot of people is kind of the accounting of how they lived in this world, how difficult they made it for themselves, and how difficult they are as people. So when you start looking at it from that point of view, from that framework, you will probably find there are many things that you thought would be important to you that are no longer. You would maybe find that there are a lot of things that you didn't do that you wish you had done. There's a lot of experiences in your worldly life that were disappointments, and some that were maybe exciting, some that you thought were real accomplishments. But in the end, Marianne, it's death that we face, and all of those things just don't matter in the face of death. They just don't, because you haven't maybe lived for those things you can take with you through death. And those things aren't memories and people and all that other stuff. What can I take with me through death? That's the real key. And if I'm like most people with the pedestrian mentality, I will think that I can take my mind and its memories and its, I don't know, maybe it's fondness for people or it's hatred for other people, yada, 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 yada. And I can take that with me through death. And there is a karma, I will grant you that we do take with us through death. But that karma is by our own choosing, how we initiate it and hold on to it through resentment and pride and vanity. So, what to do? Live for those things, Marianne, that you can take with you through death. And for my my insight, at least for me, there's only one thing. It is love. It is only love. And I must understand that the consequences of my physical life were maybe in my youth or maybe in your youth that you and I did crazy things that we wish we hadn't done that were promoted out of our estrogen and testosterone and serotonins and all of that kind of stuff, our physical body. Maybe we can see those things now in the light of a clarity that we know not what we do, and that about sums up the way we have lived our life. We simply know not what we did. So our life in this graceful time of our living as we grow older is based in forgiveness and compassion. And in that forgiveness, in that compassion, we simply forgive those that we have been persecuted by. We forgive ourselves for taking offense to all of that. Maybe we need to take a look at how we have structured our death through the proportions of our life and no longer live in those proportions of how do I get what I want? How do I get the most out of this, that, and the other? How do I become right? Because self-righteousness is the big calling card for most people. And that's really, forgive me, what stupid people do. They think that being right is what it's all about. At the point of death, I can tell you, having worked in hospice for many years, that is just not true. The only thing that matters is love. Just love. And when the body is in its prime, love is not of any real interest to anyone until the moment happens when we realize that the love that the human has wasn't love at all. Well, that's another story altogether. I hope that helps you, Marianne. Thank you for your beautiful email, and please forgive me. Namaste. Oh, that's the week, first week of March. Hope it helped you in some way. And if you ever have any questions or would like a podcast in your name or have a question you think is important, you can contact me at greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful one. See you next week. And always, as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.